pregame show from Kasson continues, the Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show. It's that time of the pregame. We catch up with the head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, as the Tigers get ready to a tango with the defending section champs tonight. And coach, a good evening. I always appreciate the time.
Good evening, Aaron.
Now, before we talk about Kasson-Manorville, they come in 2-1. Your team looking for your first win this season. Let's rewind, go back to a Friday night. The game at home against Red Wing, the homecoming game, and we're going to break it down in more parts in just a moment. But the main thing and the main number that comes out in a 22-12 loss is 6 turnovers. If that number is different, I think they had 1 turnover, your team had 6. And for me, that's pretty much the one stat you have to look at, and that was the difference in the game.
I thought it was 7, actually.
Was it 7? Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, you can't do that and have success in a football game, especially in the Big 9. You know, we kind of spread the wealth around. We had lots of different folks dropping it on the ground, and we just cannot have that. We've been, it was center quarterback exchanges. It was tackles in the open field. It was fumbled that. You know, it almost got contagious there for a while, and you know, that's one of those diseases we don't want to have.
Well, at halftime, it's only a 9-6 game. Let's talk about the touchdown pass in that first half. Max Edwin on the receiving end of a 54-yard catch and run. That was just before halftime. A lot of momentum going into the locker room. Talk about that play. At 9-6, going into the break, your team was right there.
Yeah, we were, and, you know, I felt real good about it. We had a real positive halftime, and then the wheels fell off. You know, we got them back on again, but, you know, it was too late to inflict serious damage. So, you know, we've got to avoid that 5 to 7 minute span within the game where we just implode. And we have done that in each of the 3 games now. And, you know, it happened at different parts of the game. It started in different ways. So we just got to get over that hump and stay focused and mentally and, you know, play a full 4-quarter game.
Paul Dunn, the head coach of our Tigers, here on the pregame show, recapping a 22-12 loss to Red Wing for homecoming last Friday night. Again, 9-6 game at halftime in the second half. And again, we talked about the turnovers. First 2 offensive plays were fumbles for your squad. 4 turnovers on your first 4 possessions. Your team was down at one point 22-6, but you got to give them a lot of credit. You guys did not go away. You guys scored a touchdown. And let's talk about the touchdown. I don't remember offhand the second touchdown. Who scored that? If you could refresh my memory. And you guys were a 2-point conversion away from making that a 1-score game.
Yeah, I think it was off tackle play. I think it was Moeller or Kirsch. I can't remember exactly, but you know, we were get right there and then we drove again late in the game and until we had another turnover. So, you know, I was really happy with how we played minus the turnovers. I thought we played with good intensity. We were way better up front. We were better on the defensive side of the ball. We finished tackles better. We had the improvement across the board except for the giving the ball away thing. You know, before I forget, Aaron, the crowd was electric. It was big, and the student section went nuts, and it was a lot of fun to play that game. You know, even though we ended up on the short end, it was really a cool experience to see the guts full, the crazies going crazy, and it was just a lot of fun.
numbers-wise, again, pretty even. Your team actually have more offensive yards at 316, Winona at 276. And before we turn the page on this game, you know, besides the turnovers of Paul, six or seven of them on Friday night, I look at the time of possession, and your defense had to spend a lot of time out there. 32 minutes for Winona, 15 minutes for your team, 15-plus minutes. And that's also a big deal when you have one side of the ball that's got to spend, I guess you would call, two-thirds of the game on the field.
Absolutely. You know, and they rose to the challenge. You know, they made stops. We kept giving them a short field, and we held them out once or twice, and we only gave up three one time. And, you know, when you keep putting your defense in that scenario, eventually the odds are that they're gonna score. And to keep it as close as we did with as many opportunities they had is a real testament to Coach Kuypers and the defense and how they rose up and met the challenge.
22-12 again, the final against Red Wing for homecoming on Friday night. Pre-game show brought to you by Sanderson Auto Repair here in Albert Lea. Paul Dunn, the head coach of our Tigers. And let's talk about a Canson-Manorville team. A 2-1 on the season. Last year they were the section champions, and they went on to the Prep Bowl before losing to Hutchinson. A very good team, a lot of talent. Give us your scouting report on the Comets.
They're big. And they're going to try to run right over us. And, you know, we've got to try to lower our pad level. We've got to send a bunch of guys at the ball at the hole. They haven't had to be real inventive with their offense. You know, they're kind of saying, oh, we're going to run right here, and that's kind of where they do. Okay. And they're big enough to make it happen. So, you know, we're going to throw some wrinkles at them, try to throw some guys at the ball, work some turnovers in our favor, and then, you know, we got to score points. We do have a couple more guys back this week off of injury/ineligibility, so that's a good thing. You know, we're looking to be at full strength, hopefully, at Winona a week away. So have everybody back, you know, so it will be fun. But, you know, we're not there yet. We've got to get through casting, and we've got to just play basic football. We've got to tackle well. We've got to get off the ball better than we did against Red Wing offensively. Obviously, we've got to eliminate the turnovers, you know, and, you know, that's been a focus all the last two or three weeks. It got reemphasized again this week, and hopefully it will improve.
Now, Dakota Yonke, senior quarterback, hasn't played yet this season. Is he one of the guys returning for the game tonight, or is he on schedule for next week?
Hopefully next week.
Okay.
Tonight will be Cam Mudra will be at under center to begin with. You know, we still have Ace Westing will have a chance probably again, and as will Keegan Tolbers. You know, so we'll keep all three of them in the mix. You know, we're trying to get Dakota back as quickly as we can. His rehab is coming along really nicely. So hopefully that will be in the cards for next Saturday. But, you know, right now we've got a bunch of huge human beings we have to deal with tonight. And we were going to move our feet and play low and do the best we can.
Now, who'd you say is starting a quarterback tonight? Repeat that name and tell us a little bit about him.
Cameron Mudra. He's a junior. He will get the nod tonight. And, you know, he brings some different skills to the game. A little more experience. He's good on his feet. He handles the ball well in the backfield. You know, so it will hopefully help rectify some of our our ball handling issues. Time will tell. You know, it will go with whoever we can go with and try to put as good a team out there as we can.
Paul, one thing we should talk about real quick before we let you go. The section that you're in, and I'm looking at the latest rankings, I think Stuartville's ranked 3, Casson Manorville, Winona, Byron, all receiving votes. There's one thing about the section. You guys take on all the section opponents during the regular season. It might be the toughest section in Class 4A. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So every night is a battle, and every night you're taking on some pretty good competition.
Yeah, you know, it might be the toughest section. Yeah, I would argue it is.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. In Class 4A, you don't find a tougher road. But, you know, it is what it is, you know, and you try to improve each week and get better as a team. We have really made some serious strides, and I'm really proud of the kids. You know, their attitude and approach, we're slowly changing the culture, and I am really, really proud of what they've done around the homecoming game, around, you know, in the community, in the hallways, in the classroom. I think we're getting there. Sometimes I wish it would go a little bit quicker than it is, but I'm really proud of them. And I think that we're gonna continue to show improvement on the field as those other pieces fall into place.
Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show with the head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, as they get ready for Casson Manorville kickoff coming up in just a few moments. Coach, like always, thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Thanks for your coverage.
We'll take a quick time out. More of the pregame show from Casson coming up next on KATE.